past the time, so we'll go ahead and get started, call the meeting to order. Since we don't have any officers just yet, I'll start things off and we'll let whoever gets elected take it from there. You get a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? First order of business, after that's election of officers, first one will be for chairman. I'll open the floor for nominations for chairman of the committee.
Can I nominate you?
Don't all speak at once.
Good, but I was about to nominate you.
Why don't we both go for Gus?
I'll nominate Jeff Reed.
I'll second.
Any other nominations? Hearing none, congratulations. Over to you.
By default. Okay, so then we need to go into the nominations for the vice chairman. Any nominations for vice chairman?
Who's the current? Who was?
It was Rick.
It was Rick. Can we nominate Rick without him being present?
You can elect him, but it's not effective until he says yes.
Gus?
Kevin.
I make a motion to nominate Gus Kroll.
Second.
So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay.
Heartbeat from the president.
What's the other officers, any other?
Whatever ones you'd like to have.
Other than Sue and disciplinary control officer. Okay, with that, then we might as well get started as we've done in the past. Do we hear a motion for approval of the minutes?
I make a motion we approve the minutes as noted.
Second.
Okay. So therefore, let's all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. Hearing no nays, the ayes have it. Alright, declaration of any letters, opinions, or other guidance from outside the advisory committee presently or in the past. Jim, you have anything to...
I don't. Anybody else?
I have an email from Ed Shear, Justin Hanks. Does that count? He's industrial park, about the airport restaurant.
I don't know if that falls in this category, but...
Nope.
I'd say yes. If it's questionable, then if it doesn't pertain to us, we won't have anything to add to it. So I'd
read
say,
it.
Read it, please.
I was in the airport restaurant last week and learned they were leaving the end of March, mainly due to rental fees. Somewhat surprised that there wasn't interest in the on the renter's behalf to maintain the group in place. There are not many, if any, places in Georgetown to take customers. If the county has any say in this deal, it would be nice if they would consider operating costs in the equation. It's definitely a low volume operation, but a key spot for local businesses. Maybe some subsidy funds. As I understand it, 2 months rent for them is equivalent to a year for people over here. I didn't understand it. I worked in Georgetown since 1975 and seen a lot of restaurants come and go. It has always been an issue, mainly because most of the businesses is driven by the lunch crowd. At the end of the day, the town dries up and becomes a fast food crowd. I have seen the county put funds out there for many things over the years, maybe this is something they need to support. Anyway, thanks for the consideration.
Fine.
So I'll sit with that.
Who was it? Who was that from?
Ed Short, Justin, he owns Justin Hunt.
Okay.
Was that addressed to you or the committee or?
To me.
That's something that needs
Could
to be shared with...
Yes, just me.
That's something that needs to be shared with the council or Todd? Or
sure.
Is that
I would think so. I mean, it's... So, if we get a letter like that, just because we've not gotten a letter like that before, Todd happens
right.
to be here tonight, so he's heard it. But in the future, should we have some process that we say, okay, Jim will take it to the, or somehow it gets to the administrator so that it can be forwarded to the council? Is that appropriate, Todd, or how do you?
Yeah, and we get correspondence like that, usually it goes through our office and we determine how to distribute it, if it's written in the record or if it's just given to the council as a courtesy. This one would just be put in the restaurant file since there's a current RFP out right now, and then share it with the council at a future date. The committee submitted a letter in regards to the restaurant, I think December.
November, December, yeah.
Yeah, and that was disseminated as well, so, and put in the file.
And if I have the RFP that I was gonna put with.
Would it be appropriate to ask Julie just to go ahead and forward that to your office for handling?
Yeah.
All right, anything else? Going to the next agenda item, wildlife management update, Jim?
There's not a whole lot to update, John. When I took a ride around today, I didn't see any deer hanging around. It's probably too cold for them to be out, but what's been the observation of the pilots? And I know they're out there, I hear from our security guard to see them. There's a lot of tracks out there in the construction area. I haven't seen them.
I personally haven't seen them in the last couple months of flying, but you know, it all depends on timing. I've seen plenty of more bird activity concerning me than anything else. Garrett, you?
Yeah, I would concur. I mean, actually, I have seen a couple deer, but just a few, and nothing like what we were seeing last year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely increased bird activity.
Yep. Yeah, we do have a deer permit to harvest deer. You know, if they come back like they were, we'll take advantage of that. I think I told you last meeting I was going to a wildlife management training class up at Newcastle in December. I did that. It was their Part 139 wildlife training that their ops people are required to get. Not a whole lot came out of it. You know, some things on identifying birds and what to do with bird strike remains and things. Got to play with their pyrotechnics a little bit, and that was kind of fun. Really not a whole lot to report on there.
Did they say anything about eagles?
Don't shoot them.
I wasn't planning on it, but you know, I didn't
Are
know.
Are you seeing eagles?
I didn't know if I'd lose my airplane, seize my airplane. But actually, when I took off the other day, I thought I did see an eagle, but it, you know, so I didn't know if we.
Would.
I didn't know if they said anything about an eagle or.
No. We have been looking at the swale that's out there along Taxiway Bravo. That seems to be where the vultures and stuff like to hide, and it's more of it's a little more complicated to get that area to drain than what we thought. We've had people out there and surveyed it and, you know, found all the drains and stuff, but we are going to address that. So like I said, it's still a little more complicated than what it looks like on the surface. But, that's all I got on that.
All right, with no other comments, and we'll move to the next agenda item, airport update, Jim?
Well, there's a few things going on. Of course, the runway extension project, we're in the kind of the middle of our winter shutdown on that, on the construction part. We'll come back out probably March or so once the weather starts getting a little bit better. Where we can start moving dirt. The big thing there is we need to minimize the amount of time that we have the runway, the 300 feet at the end of the runway shut down, you know, which is why we didn't get started and then, you know, leave it that way for the winter. So we are looking at that. The timeline hasn't changed from the last time, the beginning of June for the pavement, and then there's a cure time on that.
It's going to take them that long to get it ready?
Well, we have, with the FAA, you have strict limitations on temperature where
right.
We can pave. So that's our real issue that we're dealing with.
It all depends on when we get started, what the weather does. And we're in the middle of designing the next phase of the project, which is the overlay for the entire runway, you know, which will involve some grooving, painting, approach lighting, and some other things. So the meeting next Tuesday. Mark, I don't know if you got that email, but Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
I think it's 1:30 here. Okay.
We want to bid that this spring.
Take the dip out?
It's kind of like.
It's a good warning up. You better slow down if you're getting to the runway.
The dip should be eliminated at the end of the second contract.
Did we ever determine what it came from or why such a uniform perpendicular across the road?
That's a strange one.
No.
Okay.
Some other things going on. You guys were all involved with except Gus, the business plan development. He's got the first chapter of that written. The next thing that we're going to get is the SWOT analysis that you were all part of. And that's moving along. We also, the energy audit that we've talked about in the past is complete, and they're doing some fine-tuning with that. So that'll be released when we get that done. The Navy parachute team has been over here a couple of weekends doing parachute drops. You know, the appropriate NOTAMs have been put out. I guess there was some complaints about parachute activity taking place here. You know, it's another aeronautical activity, just like flying the airplane. Really can't tell them no unless there's some kind of safety issue or something that.
Who's complaining? Residents or pilots?
I guess we had one pilot that, you know, he had to wait to take off or something. I don't know. You know, that, like I said, they are a legitimate aeronautical activity, mm-hmm. just like, you know, it's an aeronautical vehicle. So, but it sounds like they did quite a bit of. Bit of jumping here last week. Was it last weekend? And got a lot done for the Naval Academy team. So that's been taking place. And the other thing is, we said the restaurant and the RFPs are out on the street now. Hal Godwin's been working with several local restaurant people to try to get a replacement restaurant in here. So, those are due back February 1st. You know anybody that would like to run a restaurant that would like an RFP, better get in quick.
How much, if you could quantify, if you can, the risk of not having someone in place March 31st? You said the bids are due back February?
February 1st.
That's 2 months. So is it a pretty low risk that it will?
I don't know. It depends on who the next operator is. You know, if it's somebody with a sandwich shop versus, you know, some kind of fancier restaurant that may need some remodeling. I don't know.
I mean, Gary's concern is that, you know, here we have a break in service, and then we can't get big jets in June because of the runway extension, then we get a break in service, and then the big guys are going to be saying, you know what, I think I'm going here, mm-hmm. which doesn't happen to be Georgetown. So, I mean, that's a big concern.
Mm-hmm. A concern of mine, too, and our goal is to not have any, minimize the gap in service, and either expedite getting the new guy in or even asking Paul to stay on for another month while let's say we're negotiating terms. I'd say the large question mark would be renovations, if we had to come in and do some kind of renovation to the property before the new person came in.
Right.
And that's just a question mark that I don't think we can answer. But minimal interruption is our goal.
So would it be fair, is anybody objected, if we say, Todd, you know, the advisory committee strongly recommends that we expedite it and advise the council of that? Or is that, anybody object to that?
I mean, I think we did have that letter that we were.
I know, but I mean, there's no objection. That was just concern that we weren't going to get anybody. Now we need to make sure that when we do make that selection, that we expedite the process. So.
How long has the RFPs been out?
Last week.
Last week. Any interest so far?
Oh, yeah.
We've gotten a handful of interest just from word of mouth, and we've proactively gone around to local restaurants here in Georgetown, Lewis area, Milton, and handed out packets of the RFP just to generate more interest. And
so it doesn't sound there's a lack of interest. It sounds like the only issue is, to me, it sounds like if there's a major renovation needs to be done,
right,
that can, you know, it just depends on how major renovation, but it doesn't sound like there's a shortage of interest. So, yeah. Okay. Good.
And
that's good.
You know, it's an RFP, so we'll have to go through the process of opening that up, reviewing, seeing what they're proposing. You know, if there's some outlandish proposal, that would obviously be rejected.
Now, I know you probably don't know this answer, but just for some reason this came to my mind. The guy across from McGee Motors with that little sandwich shop there, I've been in there and got a few sandwiches, and it's very small, so I didn't know if, you know, that was somebody that Hal touched base with, because obviously he's short of space in there.
He owns the building. That's one advantage for him.
That's Mike Wyatt, isn't it?
Yeah, he sells cars there too.
Does he? Okay. I just, for one reason or another, I just thought of that one. But.
More likely it'll be the satellite operation, but it's just a restaurant.
Yep.
Just because of the comments.
They all day talk to him.
Lunchtime, and then it dies at dinner. Even with the bar.
And that's something, you know, we need to figure out how to promote so that, you know, the business stays and is has some longevity to it. But I don't know how.
Get Garrett a cookbook.
I didn't say
Garrett a cookbook.
I didn't say anything.
Wouldn't want to eat whatever I prepare. Trust me.
There you go.
Well, it doesn't sound like there's any shortage of operators. That's what I'm hearing. That's good.
That's
I mean, especially in this environment, you know, restaurants is a tough business.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that there's interest in it is good.
Okay. Any other airport update information?
That's all I can remember, unless you got any questions.
The signage, you want to talk about the airport
signage? Oh, yeah. Good point. I've been working with DelDOT on the signage for the directions to the airport. I guess there was about 12 different locations within about 3 miles of the airport that had signs. Some were falling down, some were missing, some were a little confusing. This all started with the signs over Park Avenue and Route 9, which we still haven't gotten those straightened out yet, but all the other ones seem to have been taken care of. Like I said, we've got some new signs, we've straightened some signs, we've gotten the signs to say Industrial Park versus the terminal. So we're getting real close on getting that all straightened out. One of the things that we ran up against was, I guess there's some federal highway administration restrictions on how far away from the airport you can actually have a direction sign. Which I think is why the sign at Five Points is now gone. There's a 3 mile limit. So,
are you laughing because you're aware of it and you've heard of it?
No.
When I first heard of it, I was pretty surprised.
No, I have too. I'm just talking about limits. How far?
Well, just before you make any comments, Gus, remember, I know you're new back on the team. That this first time here, these meetings are recorded.
So signs are coming along. Like I said, we just got Park Avenue yet to fix, and all the signs that we can have, we will have. But.
Okay.
Who are you dealing with at DelDOT?
Lori Hudson.
Okay. You're at the right spot. Okay. Any other input for the?
No. Unless you got any questions.
Any questions for Jim on the airport update?
I have one. The energy audit, you said in the last minutes that you were
having
one.
Yeah, that's pretty much complete. There's some comments that they have to address. But, and there's some good comments in there on things that, you know, we could spend some money on and save some money. So we'll look at that when it comes budget time.
Lighting and stuff?
Yeah, there's some lighting, some things with heating and air conditioning in some of the buildings. And
are we talking about airport buildings or just countywide?
County owned airport buildings.
I'd have to say that the lighting, the upgrade lighting, has been fabulous compared to what it was. So, and it seems to be turning off like it's supposed to be at night. So it's not wasting energy. It's not on like it was. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anything else for airport update? Any questions? Moving on, number 8, economic development update.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Wheat.
Mine is on the industrial park side, which is the Cooper Bearings expects to move in February, unless you heard anything different from him. Delmarva Insulation expects to move in the Universal Products building. And for our marketing efforts, which you covered, I was going to ask you about the update on the Randall Weedham and stuff, but the idea of ILC moving into Seaford is a plus for us marketing, you know, another high-tech kind of business that's sort of one step removed aviation industry.
And they're going to be having people coming in and out, I'm sure.
I hope. Yeah.
Is it proper or can we, as an advisory committee, can you brief us on what buildings are available over there and what the proposed rental is for word of mouth, for promotion of over there? Is that?
Jim does the leases, but we have two vacant properties. One is a 2.5 acre property, the other is a 5.5 acre property. Both of them are off the same road, which
mm-hmm.
is Cedar.
Across from the chicken plant, over that way.
Because I think it's fair. I've been over there, looked around, I've looked at Google Earth, and I'm not sure how many lots or buildings are available over there
mm-hmm.
for rent. And if somebody came up and asked, said, hey, I hear you're on the advisory committee, and I'm looking at renting someplace, is there a place available? My answer today would be,
go see Julie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would be, you know, I don't know.
The Horsey property changed hands.
That's now Laurel Gardens Holding LLC. California Closets is subleasing to Adams Construction. What else?
So obviously,
Universal
businesses
Forest.
Over on that side don't have to have an aeronautical activity.
They're no, because they're in a designated non-aeronautical use area.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Like the trust plant used to be over there and things like
yeah.
that.
That's Universal Forest. The side of Rudder Lane is all designated non-aeronautical use. And speaking of the side of Rudder Lane, Del Tech is going to begin construction beginning of February on their power plant program. They'll start mobilizing the first week. And they expect to have classes starting in the fall, so it's going to happen quick if it goes on schedule.
Where's that going again?
Next to the solar panels. There is one building available. Used to be the A.M. Wittecon building. Pats had been in there for a while. It's about 3,600 square feet office space. It's about I think it's about $10 a square foot.
Can I go back to Del Tech's expansion? Is there any way to increase parking? I mean,
part of that will be
right?
part of that lot
right.
will be parking, and
that's good.
Well, we are going to have to come up with some policing or some way to
keep it orderly,
long term parking open.
Yeah, it got jammed up a couple of times. I'm sure you heard it got jammed up a couple of times, and some of our long term. People couldn't park there.
Yeah.
It was not too big a deal. We just parked them up on the upper lot.
But when we built the first Del Tech facility, they didn't build any parking associated with this new facility. At least they are building parking
good.
Along with the facility.
Very good.
Randall's aware of the February start.
from the Economic Development side. Okay, committee membership discussion. Todd Lawson.
Okay. December, January, early January, we discussed via email the idea of opening up the committee membership with the idea that the expansion could include local business entities, entity or stakeholder in local business. It was my thought process that perhaps this should be brought up to the committee instead of just making an ad hoc decision without any input. So that's why we added it to the agenda today. The list I just circulated is the appointments that were made at a council meeting two Tuesdays ago. This represents the 8 committee memberships, and then there's 3 additional to this, totaling 11, the administrator, the engineer, and the economic development director. So we have 11 members on the committee right now, as the bylaws allow. You know, the discussion I want to open up to the committee is the idea of either exchanging this current list, a member of the 7 listed here, for a local business person, and we could just call it local business person, or we could say the director of the local chamber, or however you want to designate it, or we could add an additional position and not change any of the current appointments, and add the appointment to make it 9 plus 3, so we would be at 12. Or we could do nothing at all. And the idea that I wanted to discuss with you is those options. And you know, I felt like during our, well, one, we're looking at the airport not only from an aviational standpoint, but from an economic development and a business driver. And during our SWAT meetings last year, I felt like some of the business discussions were germane to what this committee looks at. And I thought perhaps we should entertain the idea of expanding the committee to include a business stakeholder. Mr. Ray Hopkins was here, was invited for the SWAT meetings, and he provided some pretty good comments. So that's what I wanted to discuss. If we were to make a change, it would require a bylaw change, which would require a recommendation from this committee, which would then require an approval of county council. Or we could simply invite members of local businesses to come and listen. But obviously they would not have a say or a vote.
One question I was a little confused on, you know, the county engineer, the administrator, an economic, county economic officer, who's the made 11? We have 7 listed here. Or you count, okay, I see you got Gus listed, 2, never mind.
2 under 4.
All right, roger that, okay.
Is there an interest, or has anyone expressed an interest, or are you just looking to open it up for the possibility of adding, or both?
Sort of a little both, more so the latter, opening it up to bring in that idea of a local business person weighing in. We have not had anyone specifically come to us and ask to be a member.
My thought on it is the restaurant's a key part of the equation. I would like to see whoever takes that or maybe not be a part of the committee. That's subject to what we decide, but I think they should be an integral part of this because they're fundamentally important to you and to everybody else to make the airport go. So I think the restaurant would be invited at the very least.
And you know, if I put myself in a restaurant operator, you know what, if I can't vote, I don't know if I'm going to show up.
Well, if he wants to attend, you know, it's the option there.
But you know, I think if we add him, we should make him a voting member.
If he wants to attend, yeah. That's
right.
So that was my thought.
What's your thoughts, Gary?
I think it's a good idea. I think that there are I think it might be tough to find a person who wants to come out and sit here for an hour or two, you know, the caliber person that we want. But assuming we could find and you said a stakeholder, and I don't know, in my mind that term means someone who has a vested interest in the airport. It might not be a stakeholder. It might be a business person who's prominent in one of our key industries, agriculture, tourism, real estate, and may come with an outsider's perspective on the airport, with not having any preconceptions about what happens at the airport, but might be able to offer some different ideas to us and what the airport, this person may not, they may be impacted by the airport but just don't know it, and that, so that person could then filter that out to other people in the business community. So conceptually, I think it's a good idea. I think it's something we need to talk about, but I'm not sure if we found that person or persons, whether they may have the time in their schedule to do it. Obviously, people that are successful and don't have time to do to participate. But this is not a major commitment of time. It's not. Hopefully, it wouldn't scare people away. So those are my thoughts.
You're going to have two buildings. They have the driving school across the way, and then they also, Doug Hicks is in charge of their engineering department, and he has CHPT, so he's an airport tenant out there, or industrial park tenant as well.
Well, I think they're always welcome to come. I mean, these are public meetings, and they are posted, and
yep.
You know, those people are welcome to attend. I don't know that we need to make, I mean, would this be something that you would, that, or I guess I'm not looking at Todd, but is something the county would advertise? We are seeking people for this, or is it something you reach out to and speak to people?
I would suggest this committee would decide the direction it wants to take. If you want to increase membership, and we would designate it like it is here, one local business owner or local business person. With that recommendation to change the bylaws for council approval, or we could, if we left it that broad, then we could seek. Once that's approved, then we could seek someone that we would select for the appointment.
I mean, somebody that pops in my mind is like Joe Hudson. I don't know what his availability is, as he owns multiple businesses. His own multiple businesses certainly understands, the climate change in the economy and things like that. It's on BB Hospital Board. Somebody like that will bring a wealth of knowledge, but it's like Garrett said, successful people often are pretty tied up. Can we defer it until we think we have a viable avenue or path to go? I mean,
yeah, we circulated some ideas on email, and I just wasn't comfortable taking that collection without a discussion. And this, if I brought it up, I feel comfortable that you guys know what we're considering. If we want to move in a certain direction, we can bring this up at another meeting. That's fine. There's no urgency to do this. I just felt like a business perspective sitting at the table may add value.
If we add it now, it would be the 12th person on the member here. What does that do to having a quorum? Does that push that number up by one? So
it might also change the voting. I mean, if you have an even number of people, it might change. We might have to put a provision in for some kind of tie breaking.
I don't think we've ever had 100% attendance. So
yeah, you should put something in. It could happen.
I thought about that. It's there's pros and cons to both. We struggle with getting a quorum, so having more than another addition for a possible member to participate on a given meeting is good. We're going to be at an even number. That may be bad. We're going to have a higher threshold for a quorum by one. That may be bad.
I think a quorum can be whatever you decide it is. It can stay
is
at
it
six.
In the bylaws,
it's,
do you know?
It's six in the bylaws,
okay.
Yeah.
Which is a majority, but if you want to leave it at six, I think you can still do that.
Well, leaving it at six and increasing our membership increases our odds of having a quorum. So maybe that's a
looking at the frequency of meetings at what right now? I mean, because I think some of that drives how much we can attend. I mean, when it's every month, somebody or multiple people are going to have conflict. If it's every other month, then you have less people having conflicts. Quarterly is less. So I, you know, what's the feeling where we need to be on meetings frequency? And that's one thing. And then if we decide to do it, the restaurant operator is a good opportunity, I think, to grab somebody with has business knowledge, or we can look at in the community. But I would think we probably need to think about it. And I think we need to keep it on the agenda for next time, is what I would recommend, and therefore revisit with it next meeting. Any other comments on that?
I've got a couple more thoughts. Todd, can you tell us, you said someone with a business perspective and, you know, the business adjective can mean different things. Do you see it as someone who provides maybe business acumen in operating the airport, or maybe business ideas about maybe economic development, or just very generic business sense?
I was thinking more economic development without necessarily a direct contact with or connection with the airport. So I go back to Ray Hopkins, a local business owner in Georgetown, active member of the Georgetown Chamber. In fact, I think he's either president or incoming president of the Economic Development Committee of the Chamber, whatever the title is. So someone that is in Georgetown, obviously that's our closest municipality to the airport, has that relatively close proximity to the airport, but not isn't out here. So he maybe has that perspective that we could gain some value in that, because he's not out here like we all are.
Well, maybe take, you know, you just made me think of something. Maybe we need somebody that's not in Georgetown, somebody similar to the characteristics that Ray has, maybe chamber of commerce person, someone who's active in the business community. But we have an identity problem. You know, I mean, and especially people in the eastern part of the county, or just any part of the county. There's a lot of people, as you know, in Sussex County that don't know there's an airport here. Maybe we need to reach outside of the immediate, the special 3-mile ring we have around the airport, that and go outside of that and bring somebody that can say, hey, you know, if someone goes to a business mixer, hey, I was at this airport commission meeting last night, you should hear what's going on out there. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a way to look at it too. But another thought is what Gus brought up about the restaurant. We've identified that business as a key. It's in the profile here. It says in a nice fold-out in the middle. Mentions the restaurant as a key, I can't remember how it was worded, but a full-service restaurant and some of the critical attributes of this airport. And I can tell you from my interaction with Paul is that he's not a pilot. He's certainly not we know he's not a pilot. He's not, but he sees things from a perspective that sometimes that as pilots we're very myopic about how we look at the airport, and I don't know, he sees things in a different way, and that person, whoever is running that, might be a good person to have on this committee, because they interact and they deal with the jet operators like I do. They deal with the business people. Mm-hmm. He's at least the current operator is does catering to a lot of the businesses around here, and you raise a good point. How that operator should or could or would interact with this.
And how he can interact with the pilots, since he's not a pilot, on what expectation follows.
But he talks to the pilots all the time. I mean, he's in the restaurant, he overhears things the pilots are talking about, you know, and so he's pretty well plugged in, but because he's not a pilot, he has a different perspective on it, so that's a thought worth considering, too.
Is it possible, feasible, allowable to say the restaurant operator, if he agrees to it, to be an alternate to fill in for somebody that's not vacant? So we help meet our quorum. We don't change the odd number on the, if everybody shows up, he sits in the audience. How many times does that happen? Very few, that everybody shows up. If somebody doesn't show up, then he can fill in as an alternate. Is there some way of doing something like that? That way our quorum doesn't change, our number of bodies on the advisory committee doesn't change,
But yet, at a very high frequency, that individual
would
have.
Would he be a voting member?
If I'm not here, he can say, okay.
If you want him voting for something, and you're not even here to know what's being voted on, and you have somebody voting for you?
That's just brainstorming. I'll just throw a question out.
Well, I'm asking how you...
Well, I think the committee was set up to have different types of opinions. You know, the tenant, the industrial park representative, you know, the FBO, and I think you gotta stick with, you know, what types of opinions are we looking for? Are we looking for a business, an outside business? Are we looking for the restaurant owner's opinion? You know, if you think the restaurant owner's opinion is that important, put them on the committee and you know, let them vote every time.
Yeah, I think we might even
add for opinion or ideas.
Both. What do you feel, Sam?
Well, I don't think this person shows up here, we can't hear their ideas from. I don't care who's sitting there, if they got an idea, I'm going to listen. I mean,
sure.
They vote on. So I don't see the big deal about all this.
Okay. So you would say, you would recommend
I say, as is?
I
think actually, while we go, you get so big after a while, an organization doesn't function very well. A board never functions when it gets up. A dozen on a board doesn't function as good as six does. I can tell you that. You can take all the ideas from all the public all around. If somebody give you an idea during the week, they can use it, bring it with you. Bring it to the meeting. If you got somebody interested who want to be on this board or give ideas, come to the meeting. We'll hear it. Or take your idea from and bring it to the meeting.
Okay.
That's the way I would do it. I have people tell me something, and I say, okay, I'll look into it. I'm on the phone. I was on the phone 2 hours a day working on some ideas in my head. But it wasn't about the airport, but it was about the county.
Well,
I'll bring it back to the council. I'll bring it back to the other board. I'll bring it to this or that, whatever. And I think that's what we're here for, to get ideas ourselves. We don't need to go here and bring in 50, 20 people, 10 people. We're here to take these ideas and bring them to this board meeting and talk about it.
Okay.
And discuss them. Let them go.
All right. Mark, you've been kind of quiet. What are your thoughts?
No, I think it's a great idea having somebody from the business community involved with it. I'm deciding whether it's somebody that should be on the committee or just extending invitation out to the multiple business people or folks that are operating in the community, either within the radius or outside of the radius. I think the, to your point, Garrett, about a different perspective, I think that's an interesting comment, because there's a lot of people in the community that don't know an airport exists. And there's a lot of people that ask, why is there never, why is there no regular service operating out of the airport? You have to explain the reasons why. It's just interesting, the questions that you get from people. You know, when you tell them, when I tell somebody I work at the airport, I'm going to operate a big facility, they're like, really? Where's that at? So somehow to reach out to the general population would be a it's a good idea. I just not sure how you
are you talking about
I mean Mr. Wilson's
late service or what?
Mr. Wilson's a business owner, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't he a construction business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, obviously there's a lot of this different opinions, and I think Todd, that what you wanted to hear was, and I don't know that we helped you any here tonight.
No,
but
I wanted to bring it up beyond an email and let's chew on it a little bit, and if it dies on the vine, it dies on the vine, that's fine. But I just wanted to give some insight and hear some perspective. So.
Well, obviously you've got certain people in mind or mm-hmm. thought of. Mm-hmm. Maybe the email through economic development, or through Susan can just send out airport advisory committee, put them on the email list and see if they can generate interest, and maybe part of our when we're working on the agenda for the next meeting, indicate that we're looking for outside, trying to get entice them to come somehow.
We may want to just do that with businesses looking for ideas, not so much advertising. We may be looking for a new committee.
Right, yeah, member, just come out.
But we're looking for new stimulating ideas from the,
mm-hmm.
you know, economic side of the house, outside businesses, local, non-Georgetown, and try to invite and generate some sort of thought process there. We may determine at a later date to, you know what, maybe we ought to have somebody on as a member, or we may not get any interest and say, you know what, I'm glad we didn't put a member on there because it'd always be a vacant chair. So why don't we just do that? Julie, why don't we put some thought into that for next meeting about how we can maybe generate some of the outside businesses to either at least attend the meeting and maybe tell us how the airport could support, help generate business for them. And we as the advisory committee can certainly take a look at maybe trying to help go that path. And then at a later date, if we want to add somebody to represent that side of the house, we can. Or like Todd says, if it becomes a non-issue, we just won't do it. Anybody object to that process? So Julie, if you can maybe reach out to local business owners, local chambers, and say, look, the advisory committee is interested in hearing from folks and what can be done or what can generate some sort of drive to have more businesses come in.
Or if you're really interested in doing this, show up to one of these meetings and express your opinions.
That's what we're asking for them to do, actually come to the meeting.
I don't mean it's advisory, just come here and tell us what you got on your mind.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Just come here
to the meeting and let us as an existing committee get some ideas of what we can do as a committee to help guide and give guidance to the council on what we can do to help generate or support.
Part of the people out here with a big lady come once or twice, but don't want to come every month or every meeting. I Dave Kent, he said, Jordan, but he said, just, you know, come all the way from Melford, come down, and sometimes sit here and like, put in time, one night a week. If you got something good, they show up, then we can get something done. We don't sit here and do nothing to do. And they accomplish
nothing. So, next agenda, keep this, or maybe even, do we need to, what do we need to name this instead of any membership discussion? Do we want to make it something more economic title?
Committee outreach,
economic/economic development, or mm-hmm. something like that. So
I think it's fine the way it is. I don't see that's gonna the two or three words we'll use are gonna influence the discussion necessarily. But if you want something different, your agenda.
Right. Well, I just want to make sure nobody objects that we change it to.
I don't think you'll get any objections.
Okay. Leave that on the agenda as a change to the title.
Change it to what?
To
outreach.
Yeah, community outreach, economic development. Okay. If somebody objects, we'll go to the next agenda item, number 10, public comments. Any overwhelming public that we've got sitting here? Yes, sir. How you doing?
You know, everybody probably knows that Jerry Wingate. I stand him as a public member most of the time if I'm in town. I have one comment. Your office over there, when a pilot lands here and walks in the door, it's the most unfriendly atmosphere you ever had. It's not, you know, hello, welcome to Sussex County Airport. We've got a pilot radio room back there with a computer and everything, you know, nothing. I've been in there several times when pilots have landed and walked in the door, and the only thing they get is if they ask a question, it's either yes, no, and that's it, nothing, you know, no friendly greeting, no, you know, anything.
Well, I would strongly disagree with that.
Pardon?
I said I would strongly disagree with that.
Okay. Well, hold on. First,
if you go on AirNet.
I've never been there when you were in there. Okay.
Well, you just made it sound like a pilot. Your words were,
no,
you never get a help.
Two
times? Okay.
Yes.
Two times. Well, if you go on airnav.com, you're familiar with airnav.com?
Website.
Are you familiar with airnav.com?
No, I'm talking about personal greeting when you come through the door to the airport.
Through which doors?
The ramp
side door or the parking lot side door?
No, the pilot's door up there. When you come through the door.
There's two doors.
When you come through the door from the landing strip.
So the ramp side door?
Yes.
Okay. And you're not familiar with airnav.com?
No.
Never been on that website? Because virtually every pilot uses that website to do due diligence on airports, which they're going to do.
There's a big difference in a public greeting than going on a computer and typing something in.
Are you not going to let me finish, or are you going to keep interrupting me?
To me, a computer greeting or a website is not a public greeting.
Hold on,
Jerry.
Let Gary
finish, because I think he's trying to get to a positive spin on.
I'm not trying to spin anything. I'm trying to give Jerry the facts because I don't think he has the facts. If you go to airnav.com, which is a very widely used website by virtually every pilot that, you know, whenever you go to a new airport and you want to get some intelligence, some information on that airport, you go to airnav.com. And there's a specific part of airnav.com, and there's a site for every airport in America, probably 15,000 different airports in America. And you can go on that website and post comments about your experience at that airport. You do the same thing on AOPA.com, too. So there's a couple places pilots do this. If you go onto our website, if you go onto airnav.com, and I don't manage this website, I have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it whatsoever. It's a clearinghouse of information that pilots can put their good experiences and their bad experiences. They can write whatever they want. It's unfiltered, completely unfiltered, and there's no editing by anyone. And if you go on to airnav.com, you go to GED, and you look at the comments under GED, there are comments praising the restaurant, the FBO, the airport in general, the condition of the friendly customer service, it's just the overall experience that pilot has when they get there. I don't think there's any negative comments. I think, in fact, people are tripping on themselves to say good things about the airport. So I don't know about the two times you've been to Georgetown Airport, Jerry, but I would say I would counter that with the unsolicited comments. And these are completely unsolicited comments. There's nobody saying you have to go on this website and put your type of experience. But if you go on there tonight when you get home, go on to airnav.com, airnav.com. Go to the GED section of that website. And I encourage all of the members to go there and look at the comments for the restaurant and the FBO, and you'll get an unfiltered narrative of how the experience of those pilots had. And I think you'll see, like I said, you'll see the good, the bad, the ugly.
I'm just saying that when you come through the door, you should, you know, and you stop there at that desk, you should be greeted and not just have somebody sit to a desk looking out the window with the back to you.
As a chairman, let me interject here. First of all, Derek, you're always here, and I really appreciate it because we need people like you to come here to the meeting. Obviously, you know, Garrett, as the FBO operator, probably feels a little different, but your comments are well taken, and we appreciate that. Garrett's point is that there is some documentation that says differently, but you, as a citizen that has walked into the airport, obviously that's the way you have felt. That's what you have felt. So, I think it's your opinion has been expressed and received, and certainly, you know, will help guide, and Garrett will take it into consideration with his employees, which is out of our concern as the advisory committee. But,
I don't need to take anything into consideration. I'm very comfortable with what I have, and the like I said, these comments speak for themselves. I mean, I get them, and you know, whenever their comment is posted, I get an email about it, and I go on there, and you know, I never know if it's going to be a positive comment. And people do have bad experiences. I mean, we had a pilot that came in, and he said we scratched his plane when we were fueling it up. You know, what? There's no way to prove that, one way or the other. It's just what he said, just his word against mine. So you know, you put something like that, goes out on the internet, all of your customers see that. That's not a good comment you want to see out there. But you know, he's free to write it, and you know, there's nothing that can stop him from doing that. So you know, if someone has a bad experience and they want to talk to me about it in a you know, with specifics or something, if they felt they were mistreated, you know, I get calls. I mean, people talk to me, you know, either good or bad. But I get very, very few negative comments about the staff, and I get a whole lot more positive comments. Well, we were FBO of the week about 2 or 3 years ago.
But I mean, that's
we were, you know, and that's again not something I have any influence over. People have to write in and vote for you to be to get an award like that. I was, you know, very pleasantly surprised, and it was great to get that award. And you know, I look at those things, and if I felt like if there was a problem in the customer service part of my business, I would certainly address it. But I don't feel like there's a problem.
Okay. Well, we're not here to discuss individual businesses or whatever. So, but we take your opinion, and we take your input as and value it. Okay. Anything else? I mean, so any other comments from them? Okay. With that, I make a motion that we
do next meeting date.
Next meeting date. My fault.
Back in September, you had set March 27th.
Okay, anybody object to March 27th? What day is that?
But I only had every other month when I make a difference in our salaries coming here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. We will definitely see if we can't get your salary doubled for this committee.
I'm just wondering how that would work.
Yes.
I'll be questionable for that day.
That's the fourth Wednesday of March?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I got a trip planned the day after. It's the week before Easter weekend.
If you want Friday, let's do it.
Is that Friday?
So Wednesday before Good Friday?
Are you going to set the meeting? How often? The frequencies?
What's that?
We need to vote on that.
No, I'm just sitting here thinking. I mean,
you think about how you're gonna double my salary?
Yeah, I'm gonna think about that, and then I'll get
it's
right
on
back.
Record too.
Yeah, but one of the things that we found out with different committees and groups that I'm in, when you go changing dates and times, you mess up not only the committee members, but in this case, it would be if we want to try to get some public here. So I've only heard one possible conflict. Mike, did you say you?
No, I'm here.
You say you're here? So other than one possible conflict, anybody else?
Schedule.
Then I think that's what we ought to do. We'll keep it on schedule for March. Okay. With that, I need a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Appreciate everybody's time, and once again, thank you.